Okay, are you all there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Are you all there? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Oh, they're not following. They're not reading. Say that again. Are we going to read it together? Okay. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for these words that you have given to us, Lord. And Father, we ask for your wisdom to be with us, Lord, and that we may understand and apply this verse to our life as we see you and as we await for your coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, to be with him, to be with you in your kingdom. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. So this is something that it's a controversial kind of message, and sometimes I stay away, but we're going to look at it in a different angle, okay? Because God is coming for his bride, right? As Sister Becky mentioned it to this morning, the bride of Christ, and soon, and is coming for the church, and the rapture. You know, when you see the word in Christ, as we have that in verse 16, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, I believe it means that when you see in Christ, there is an intimate relationship with Christ. It's the same thing with the word to know you. There is a very intimate relationship that derived from that word. And it's an intimate relationship with Christ. If you do not have an intimate relationship with Christ, you will not make the rapture.
Amen.
I will say that again. If you do not have an intimate relationship with Christ, you will not make the rapture. Amen? Also, in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. See that again? When you see in you, there is that close relationship with Jesus Christ. When you first introduced to God, it's like a courtship. Okay? When you first know Christ, it's just like a courtship. If you just meet someone for your future husband or future wife, during courtship, you should never miss a date to go out with that somebody, with your buddies or your friend. You will not miss a date to watch your program or to go to the ball game. It happens to me. I don't know if I shared that with you. When I was courting Sister Rose, we have a date. It's a Valentine's Day. We have a date. I watched Lakers spring, February. That's when the closing, where the champion, the pre thing, you know, when the championship are getting in. So I could not miss the Lakers game. And when I look at my watch, it's too late. I have to drive fast, and I got caught speeding in Covina. And it's even farther. I got lost my time. And do you know what? We went to the date without talking to each other. Yeah, we went to a Chinese restaurant in LA, and without talking to each other. And you know, it takes 2 weeks before it can it can restore our relationship again. Right? Amen. So during courtship, you would be on your best behavior, right? All dressed up to show off, right? During courtship, you would never belch or bark or fart, right? Amen. Why? Because you are trying to make a good impression on that person that you are courting, right? Amen. How many have a witness with me this morning?
Amen.
You have been to a courtship, right? Your girlfriend, your wife right now probably, you went to a courtship and I hope you were not late with your dinner or your scheduled dinner or see a movie. Amen? So how do we read around God or at the church? Do we praise openly? Or are we too good for God? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It means praise God, right? Amen. Do you praise God? Do you? Hallelujah. The highest praise you can give to God is simply, I love you, Lord. Amen. I love you, Jesus. And it means, do you miss church? What excuse do you give God for not coming to church? What excuse is good enough to miss a date when you are courting? See, how many days could you miss before the person that you were courting would say, you know what, it's time for me to kick you off. I'm going to find somebody that is committed to me. Can I hear a witness? Maybe, do you think God will say, you know what, you missed so many guys. I think I'm going to find somebody that I can bless, that I've committed to. Do you think God will do that? No, God is too good, man. He is full of mercy and full of grace. But hold on to that, because later we're going to look up if God is really committed to you. Or are you committed to God? Amen?
Amen?
Praise. What does praise mean? Praise is a form of courtship. Okay? Praise, do you praise God every chance you can get? Do you praise God when you are home? When you are in your car? Or when you are in your prayer closet? Studying or reading the Word? Is getting to know God, right? God, when you say know God, that's a very intimate relationship that you have. Have you started to see yourself approved as the Scripture says? In 2 Timothy, it says, do your best to present yourself. You see, it's a courtship state. You have to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed. Rightly handling the word of truth. So that's praise. So, Pastor Ed, what are you trying to tell us? Because there's praise and there's worship. Worship, what is worship mean? Worship.
He needs more water.
He has water. Worship is intimacy. You know, the Hebrew word of worship is, can you read it? It's hard to read, huh? Worship is prosponeo. Worship. Prosponeo, it means to kiss like a dog licking in his master's hand. Have you seen this pug? Slobber. Have you seen this dog? Who is Kimba or Biscuit? See, remember that part when you go to our house, Biscuit is there. That when you see somebody, and it's just like it's licking your hand. So that's worship means it, to fawn or bend, that is literally or figuratively prostrate yourself in homage.
or in reverence. That's worship. Do you worship from your heart? Do you get lost in God like the unconditional love of a dog licking in its master's hand? Remember, brothers and sisters, God showed us to get lost in the Spirit. I don't know if you experience that. You get lost in the Spirit. You don't care about anybody there. You and the Lord worshiping. Having that intimate relationship, having an intimate a fellowship with God. See, God doesn't need the dating game or any single Christian mingle website. He draws us with His Spirit. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit." See, when you were made alive in the Spirit, amen? Your spirit is not dead anymore. Amen? So that's why you have a choice. Heaven or hell. Amen? See, when you court someone in the world or the flesh, guys, you might bring flowers or candy. Sis candy. Right? Remember, there's no loving intimacy without courtship and dating first. Think about that. There's no loving intimacy without commitment. Let's go steady, then let's get engaged, then let's get married, and then this commitment, there's a true loving intimacy. Right? Amen? An intimacy that will lead us to repentance, that will lead us to baptism in Jesus' name, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God is coming for a bride without spot or blemish. Only the grace and the power of God that can we achieve this. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, it says, Peter says, "Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for this," are you guys are waiting for Jesus Christ? Amen? Amen? Yes. "Be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish at peace." Amen? God is serious. He's serious with His relationship with us. Amen? My brothers and sisters, I cannot stress how important it is that we must pray. That we must fast more than ever have. And praise louder, bolder, and more sincerely than we have ever before. Amen? Amen. It can be hard to strive from iniquity. It can be easy to slip up in sin. That is our nature, to sin, as long as we are in this fleshly body. How many believe that?
Amen.
As long as we are here, we sin. Amen? Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it says, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Right? It's weak. Even though we have been renewed, but then as long as we are here in this world, our body, our flesh is weak. And in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So, do you judge your brothers and sisters? Do you talk to your brothers and sisters in a bad way? Or so I'm here today to tell you that you are giving into the devil's advocate to put a space for you to so that the devil could get and take control of your life.
Amen.
See, heaven or hell, it's our choice. We cannot I cannot choose that for you. Amen. In Luke chapter 17, verse 2, it says, "It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, that he should cause one of his little ones to sin." Amen? So, my brothers and sisters,
Christ unconditionally loves us. And when once we offended, it hurts him. Amen? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Bless those who curse, pray for those who abuse you."
Yeah.
Amen? Did you ever think that if God wants to, He can break up with us? Right? Because we are standing, we are courting if we have not reached to that level of intimacy. See, we can have a level, you know what? A lot of Christians, their level of intimacy with God is only like in a second or third level of intimacy. I don't know how many levels, but God wants it to be higher. 7. I was talking to my brother-in-law yesterday. How do you know that God loves you? Oh, how do you know that God loves you? And he said, "Well, can you tell me if you have intimacy with my sister? His wife." Sure, he knows. How about you? Can you tell if you have intimacy with God? I don't know. It's just you and God, right? It's just you and God. And who are we to think that we are special, that we can sit on our hands during church and keep our mouth shut, never open, praising God? Who are we that we can live here and not be fishers of men, never witnessing about God's great power and not inviting people to church? Who are we forgetting repentance and living like the devil? Or we live here? Who are we to think that God owes us, that we do not need a sacrifice? Who are we to think that we can make heaven without tithing or times and our first fruit? Just who do we think we are? Do you know that Lucifer thought more highly of himself than God, and you could say that God divorced Lucifer?
Yes, he did.
He did? Did God divorce Lucifer? He was a beautiful angel. He was very close to God. Right? Who are we? Our God is a jealous God, and He wants you all. He lets that give Him a reason to be jealous. Amen? Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, it says, "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation to those who hate me." In that, God is a jealous God. Exodus 34:14, "For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." Think about that. And I was just listening to the news this morning. Remember, the biggest church in America is having a service right now. Do you know what's the biggest church in America? Anybody? Joel Osteen? Who else? You know the biggest church in America? Is that L.A. Rams, the Raiders, what else? The Tennessee Titans, the Dallas Cowboys, and who else? That's the biggest church. Joel Osteen? Oh, that's nothing. Ed Fuentes? Oh, shoot. And do you know what's going on right now? Trump is working to get that that non-profit on this football team. Because they are not standing on that issue of national that flag. God has a way of destroying this biggest church in America today. And I think it's coming. It's coming very soon. Amen? Do you want to be in God's good grace? Stay faithful to Him. Do not lie to God. Do not cheat or rob God, for He will know. He knows our very thoughts. You might be able to fool me. I might be able to slide by. But God, He will not let you slide. He is the firm. He is firm in His word. And if it's the book, then we better live with it. Amen? See, God inhabit the praises of His people. If we do not praise God, the rock will what? Will cry out. Do you want the rock will be in your place to cry out? I will not let the rock cry out in my place. I will praise God. Amen? And without intimate relationship with God, we might become deceived and fall to the wayside. Maybe accepting a lie or end up in a church that does not preach the full gospel salvation. Last week, I mentioned to you about this church. Have you remember it? That every member have a white gown?
Yes, I remember.
Remember that? And do you think that they preach the full gospel of salvation of Jesus Christ? It's the full gospel of Gibloid. Amen? So, how could this happen? Are we deceived? That we will not even finish through the courtship? And can this happen in our life that we fall on the wayside? Here's how it will happen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want you to read that in your book, in your Bible. And then after this, we end the service. Are you all there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Bible, maybe somebody erase it, so I put it there. I remember one, we have a church there in Montana before. He tore off the one page Bible because he doesn't want to believe in that. So here's so don't tear up your Bible or erase it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9. It says, the cunning of the lawless one is the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. Remember, there's a lot of false signs and wonders. And that's the activity of Satan. The lawless will come. And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion. That's delusional. This, so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe. Like believe, that's who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Brothers and sisters, we might, you know what? God could divorce us, or could he break our courtship with us? Okay. I wanted to, you might say, what is Pastor Ed preaching? Is this true, or is it he has a different version of the Bible? Because God is coming back to marry us, not to date us, not to court us. Courtship was done the first time when he came down. Right? So do you stand up for Acts chapter 2 that we read this morning? There's a repentance, do you believe in repentance, the baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, receiving the Holy Ghost like first started in chapter 2. That's what we read this morning. I like to read it again. It says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So some of us, we never have truly had a loving, intimate relationship with someone. But today, God wants to form an intimate relationship in each one of us. Amen? He will take care of you, which no one else can do. Amen? He created heaven and earth. He breathed life into our nostrils, so that we may have an intimate relationship with Him. See, when seeking the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in the Bible said that they tarry, they wait. So must be patient when it comes to the Lord. He is not always instant, like the microwave. Amen? In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. We shall walk and not faint. Amen? God wants to have an intimate relationship with you. It's not just like, hey, how you doing, Jess? You know? God wants to have an intimate relationship with you. Amen? So I close this scripture in Psalms 150. We read that one already. Psalms 150. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty deed. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. So the writer of Psalms 150, praise Him. Praise God. That's the cry of his heart. Verse 4 says, praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with string and pipe. Even, I know some of us is they don't dance because that's against the religion. But the Bible says Psalm 150. You can go ahead and dance. Amen. You can dance with the Lord. David danced before the Lord. Amen? It says, praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud, clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen? There is some, a lot of people are dead. It says, praise the Lord. Everything that have praise, praise the Lord. Oh, it's still not. They're not alive. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let everything that has a breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. This, woo, hallelujah. Is everybody alive?
Praise God.
Amen. So, My cry, my prayer this morning is to move on. Get one more step of our relationship. Get closer to God. Because He will send the lowest so that He can deceive those people that are not sick. The closer you are with the Lord, the more you are secured. The farther that you are from God, its chances are you're going to be deceived. Amen? I was reading a commentary that every person in America, all throughout their life, spend 30,000 in front of the TV, selfie or texting or in front of social media, or spend 30,000 hours throughout their life. And a Christian spend 80 hours to win the Bible. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that? 80 hours. You can read the entire Bible. And then you spend 30,000 hours spending in front of the TV. Or texting, or texting and messaging, and Facebooking.
And then, 30,000. There's an army rising up.
Anybody ask?
3 times also.
Help us, Lord, that we may be able to afford it.